is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Donald Trump talked to voters in Michigan today about crime and safety.
What we should be thinking about is the opposite of defunding, refunding, you call it. We'll refund, but we want to help the police. They have a very dangerous job.
The former president also discussing southern border issues, blaming Vice President Harris for a rise in illegal crossings. Harris headed to Milwaukee later tonight as night two of the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago. Our Tony DeCoppel is there.
Harris is officially the Democrats' presidential nominee after an online roll call, but later today, the thousands of delegates here of each and every state will get to declare their support publicly. It tends to be a colorful event. In years past, it was anyway.
Her home state of California expected to go last to put her over the top. Tim Walz got interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters on the sidelines of the DNC today. They just chanted, but some knocked down a fence outside the United Center yesterday. Superintendent Larry Snelling.
We were able to clear that area up really quickly. Shortly thereafter, I'm having a conversation with the Secret Service. That location was then fortified to make sure that that didn't happen again.
Police arrested 13 people. The U.S. is still pushing for a ceasefire deal despite more disputes between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
What we are all united on is the urgency of the moment. Because, as I said, with every passing day, more bad things can happen.
Israel recovered the bodies of six more hostages today in Gaza. New AI sensors could prevent more deadly wildfires in Maui.
The technology called the N5 Shield Sensor Program samples the air and uses AI to give early alerts for fires. 16 have been placed along corridors in West and South Maui, and there are 4 mobile sensors. The system uses machine learning to get better at detecting fires early and also to cut down on false alarms. Top fire department personnel are set up to receive alerts in real time. Allison Keys, CBS News.
A recall by BMW.
This involves 720,000 BMWs covering a wide variety of models, including the 3 Series sedan and X1 and X5 SUVs. A connector in the water pump can short circuit. That's a fire risk. There have been 18 incidents, but no reports of any injuries.
That's WWL reporter Jeff Gilbert. And Burning Man starts this weekend in Nevada, but for the first time in 13 years, tickets for the Desert Music Festival aren't sold out yet. They're selling for about $600 a pop, and weather doesn't seem to be a factor, despite last year's Mud Fest. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance addressed crime and safety issues at a rally in Kenosha's Civic Center Park today. It comes 4 years after riots rocked that area. The event held near the courthouse featured heightened security. During the rally, the Kenosha Police Union endorsed the Trump-Vance ticket, adding to their recent endorsement from the Milwaukee Police Union. As the DNC has its second day in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris will rally supporters tonight in Milwaukee. The event at the Fiserv Forum is reportedly set to include appearances by Representative Gwen Moore, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, and other local Democratic leaders. 3 teenagers face homicide and carjacking charges for the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. 2 suspects are in custody with $100,000 bonds each. Police are searching for a third suspect. And 3 candidates have entered the race for Racine County Executive. Wendy Christensen, Corey Sebastian, and Lorenzo Santos have all entered the race. The special election is scheduled for December 19th following Jonathan Delagrave's untimely passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Esther. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round one of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Beach hazard statement remains in effect through this afternoon for high waves and rip currents. Otherwise, today, high pressure system controlling our weather, giving us mostly sunny skies, calm winds off the lake, and high temperatures scraping 70. Staying clear tonight, we fall to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, here's Creedence Clearwater Revival and Up Around the Bend. Now, when they played this song in the UK, they had to explain that this song was not about mental illness because around the bend in the UK means going crazy.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get wild and get loose.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo on his morning show.
We have 77 species and about a little over 300 individual animals.
Is it dangerous to take care of them? Because, you know, these are not family pets. These are animals that it's not in their nature to be snuggly.
Well, we don't consider it dangerous. We consider it a privilege to be able to take care of all the animals that we have in our care.
How do you get these animals? Because, you know, you can't go to a pet store and get a lion or a giraffe.
Many were born in human care, and it's not like we plucked them out of the wild and brought them here. So
somebody
they've
did.
All, yeah. Well, not necessarily
or
these
or their ancestors.
Well, years and years and years ago, and just, you know, people are the same thing. I mean, I didn't just was born here. My family came over from, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but most of ours are coming from other accredited zoos or aquariums. Mm-hmm. And there's loans. There's SSP, which is Species Survival Plan. There are people that are in charge of every species of animal around, and they determine genetic wise and who's going to breed with who, and, you know, what animals are going to go at which locations. So, you know, if we lose an animal, then we talk to the SSP and say, well, we'd really like to have that species back. And then they figure it out and help us get along. Or sometimes they need our animals to go to another zoo to help make more of their own kind. So it all depends on what's going on.
That's Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
chasing at my car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Have you been enjoying listening to Paul Harvey? Yeah, the rest of the story is heard in archived form, 7:25 a.m. with Don Rosen, and then at 12:05 p.m. with Cindy Huber. You can hear him weekdays here on WRJN.
Thank you.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's almost like two conventions in one. Vice President Kamala Harris's Milwaukee rally tonight will be shown live to the DNC in Chicago. Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
The people we need to excite are people who, you know, who don't have a $500 a night room or train fare to try to, you know, get here.
And that person can stay in Milwaukee. And
that person can stay in Milwaukee, go to the Five Serve Forum.
Governor Evers says it goes to show what technology can do. Young Democrats say they're especially energized. 18-year-old delegate Henry Pello is from Maribel. He says young Democrats are urging people to contact friends and relatives personally about registering and voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As the DNC has its second day in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris will rally supporters tonight in Milwaukee. The event at the Fiserv Forum is reportedly set to include appearances by Representative Gwen Moore, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, and other local Democratic leaders. The 7 p.m. event will compete for attention with convention speakers. Former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama will speak later in the evening, with VP Harris and her running mate staying in Milwaukee to watch. We have full DNC coverage at WAUKradio.com. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. The lowrider drives a little slower, and it's the subject of a new Racine art installation. The Racine Art Museum has unveiled an exhibit by local artist Renee Amato. It showcases the world of lowrider culture through photography and custom bicycles displayed in the museum's street-facing windows. There will be lifeguards at Racine beaches for five more days. The city says the lifeguarded swim season at North and Zoo beaches will wrap up August 25th. After that date, swimmers will be on their own. There is still a caution for swimming in Lake Michigan today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a high in the low 70s. And up into the mid-70s on Thursday, sunshine continues. Upper 70s Friday, a few more clouds. It's 69 degrees right now.
We'll be right back.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We have been enjoying some beautiful weather, haven't we? Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 74.
For your love.
Thank you.
the Guess Who and These Eyes on WRJN. Don't forget, Burton Cummings of the Guess Who is going to bring his band to Milwaukee next March at the Pabst Theater. It's the 60th anniversary hits tour. Tickets are on sale now.
Green-eyed lady feels like sea, setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. I tell you, this one truly, truly, truly is useless. Here we go. Today's useless fact is every U.S. state shares a letter with the word mackerel, except for Ohio. Yeah, I really don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, just by the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, eating in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song right, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Love and Spoonful on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We'll hear from Stuart J. Waddles. Mike Clemens will have sports for us. It's all coming up on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone now.